Hamill saying two bodies have been found in the rubble of a Maryland apartment building after an explosion and fire last night. 30 people have been hospitalized, several others unaccounted for. The Red Cross says 100 people have been displaced by the explosion. There's been no word on the cause of the blast. Debris scattered nearly 200 feet from the blast site. Fire officials say each unit in the building had natural gas stoves and furnaces that could have contributed to the explosion. Former Ohio Governor Ted Strickland in hot water for this statement.
I mean, the death of Scalia saved labor from a terrible decision. And I don't wish anyone ill, but it happened at a good time.
Strickland's spokesman came out and said that he apologizes for mocking the death of Scalia. USA Radio News.
Dad, I'm really afraid of what's happening with the economy. There's too much civil unrest, too much terrorism, and unstable global markets. I'm tired of riding the ups and downs of the market. It reminds me of 2008. I was caught off guard then. How do I prepare for the worst now? What'll I do if the dollar collapses?
You gotta stop worrying, son, and take action. It's time to think about a precious metals private storage IRA, or an investment in silver with the Gold Silver Group. Like I said before, you insure your house, your car, your kids, and your life. Don't you think it's time to insure your wealth?
Call Gold Silver Group at 800-679-0870. Learn how easy it is to set up your own precious metals private storage IRA and how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. Gold Silver Group can satisfy any of your precious metals investment needs. Receive your gold and silver fully insured and privately delivered to your door. Call Gold Silver Group, 800-679-0870, 800-679-0870.
I was very impressed. He had a lot of stamina. I mean, a lot of core strength, you know, especially for a little scrawny kid like that. But he made it a good way up. It's kind of funny, you know. You're rooting for him in one sense, you know, to get to the top, and the other sense, you know, you hope he doesn't get hurt. And you know, of course, it's a lot of inconvenience. So they shut down the whole street.
That's one witness of 19-year-old Stephen Regana climbing up Trump Tower with suction cups yesterday afternoon. He climbed 21 stories before police captured him. He's been charged with reckless endangerment and criminal trespass. He's undergoing psychological evaluation at Bellevue Hospital. Analysts with CENTCOM who are watching the situation with ISIS in Iraq and Syria reportedly manipulated data for political purposes to benefit President Obama. Kansas Republican Congressman Mike Pompeo says that put American lives in danger.
The results of that for our soldiers on the ground are potentially deadly. If we don't understand what's really going on, you can't fight this war properly. They were manipulating intelligence in a way that put our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines at risk.
USA Radio News.
What's at stake at this election? A lot. From the freedom to publicly practice and proclaim your faith to the nomination of Supreme Court justices, matters of critical importance to Christians are looming in the days ahead. That's why we invite you to join us on September 9th through 11th in Washington, D.C. for the Values Voters Summit. Come to learn, be encouraged, and meet others who will stand for the renewal of this great nation. Visit valuesvotersummit.org for more information.
One police officer is dead after a standoff in Arkansas yesterday. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
Deputy Bill Cooper underwent several surgeries. It was determined that it was a fatal wound to the deputy's neck.
Sheriff Bill Hollenbeck saying the shooting suspect Billy Jones was waiting for the officers when they responded to a disturbance in a mobile home near Hackett. He surrendered after a three-hour standoff.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Police in Mississippi have put out an alert for a man who attempted to kidnap a young boy yesterday. Here's more on the story.
The Mississippi Bureau of Investigation says Chris Hubbard assaulted the child's mother near Braxton yesterday and drove off in her car with the boy inside, prompting an Amber Alert.
Eventually, Hubbard made his way to Claiborne County and dropped the child off at an uncle's house.
NBI's Warren Strain says Hubbard may still be traveling in the woman's car, a black Acura with a Simpson County tag. The child, Landon Monk, is now staying with grandparents as his mother recovers from her injuries. Randy Bell in Jackson.
The International Monetary Fund says it has signed an initial agreement with Egypt to loan the country $12 billion over the next 3 years. The IMF says the loan, subject to approval by their executive board, is in supporting the government's programs to reform Egypt's economy. The economy of the country has been struggling since 2011 when Hosni Mubarak was thrown out of office. More news online at westernjournalism.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
Welcome to the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio Station. Today is Thursday, August 11th, and we are glad that you have joined us. So I have a question for you. Where do business people get the most up-to-date information and ideas they can use to meet their everyday challenges? Where can they learn trustworthy, real-world, doable strategies and action plans you just don't find anywhere else? Well, it's right here, Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host here on the 100 in Chamber Internet Radio. You can listen in every Thursday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And if you miss one of our programs, you can hear our program reruns on the archives. Just go to the 100 in Chamber Radio website and click on Teachable Moments in Business. Now, today we have the opportunity to meet Andy Cohen, who is the owner of Barclays Gourmet Marketplace, which is located right here at 79 Main Street in Flemington, New Jersey. He and I have known each other for a while, and Andy, I want to welcome you to the program.
Thank you, Vicki Lynn.
Well, it's good to have you here, and I'm going to be asking you to share a lot of information about how you got to where you are today. And by the way, I went in to visit your shop today. It's beautiful. I was blown away, actually.
Thank you very much.
It's very, very well designed. There's a comfort level that you gain when you go into that store. So I'm going to ask Andy to share with us how he got to where he is right now, and to share with us some experiences that he has encountered in sustaining and growing his business. So, before we get to that, however, we have to hear from our sponsors, and we'll hear some weather.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Well, let's take a look at the weather report here from the U.S. National Weather Services. First of all, I see that there's a heat advisory in effect until 6 p.m. this evening. In fact, it's 90 degrees out. At least that was the temperature when I came into the studio this afternoon. But the real feel is 109 degrees, which is, it feels really pretty warm out there. So we're looking at right now the weather at 90 degrees with a possible precipitation of, 51%. And some slight winds. Now, by this afternoon at about 4 o'clock, we're looking at the temperature coming down to about 88 degrees. And at 5 o'clock, as you're on your way home from work, it'll be about 86 degrees. And this evening, down to 84. So it's still going to be very hot. So when we come back later in this program, we'll talk about this evening and the extended forecast.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
So here we are with Andy Cohen from a beautiful, beautiful store called Barclays in downtown Flemington. And as I said earlier, you and I met in 2010. So can tell us how you got into this business in the first place.
Well, I spent over 25 years in corporate America, working for large multinational corporations as well as in consultancy. And I had enough of that. I decided that I would take a break. And I was, for all my adult life, actually even as a kid, we had dogs. So it was something that I had some interest in. So I decided that I would try my entrepreneurship skills. My dad himself was an entrepreneur. He had automobile dealerships. So in 2010, I did quite a lot of research, and that's how we met, through a great program through Raritan Valley Community College and the Small Business Administration. The SBA through RVCC made available, you know, experienced consultants like Vicki Lynn and some others that I met, Roland, who helped me with some website and utilizing the internet, a woman by the name of Linda Deuces, who helped set us up on QuickBooks. And what was most important to me was to do a lot of research before we got started with this business. My career was very analytical, so I went into it with an analytical mindset, understanding. I've had business courses. I have an economics degree. So I really had a good sense academically of how to do this, but practically none.
Yeah. Well, earlier, before the program started, we're talking about how so many business owners start a business based on the passion that they have. And in the pet industry, and by the way, I've been working in the pet industry for 40 years and have worked with about 100 manufacturers. I sell products to distributors who sell to people like yourself. So I've come in contact with everybody at every level of this industry. And so many people come into this business with a passion either for the animals themselves or for an idea that they've developed and perhaps have patented. But quite often they don't have the business expertise. They haven't reached out to mentors and to advisors to teach them about the administrative side of business. They haven't learned marketing and selling. In fact, I teach marketing and selling courses at Raritan College. Very, very few people have had any education in those areas. And believe me, their business is changing so radically today, and all the concepts that evolve around marketing and selling are changing. And you have to keep up with that. You have to be a lifelong learner today in order to be successful. So, so you did chat with a number of people. You have your business background, which is helpful. The fact that your family was were entrepreneurs, I think that's very helpful because you have a sense of what it takes to run a business.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that I find because I, like you, you have many more years of experience meeting with these folks who you say have a passion and then decide that they'll make it a business. Really have false expectations going in. I had no false expectations. It wasn't going to be anything like the steady paycheck of a corporate life. It wasn't going to be, even though I did not have 9 to 5, but it wasn't even a fixed hours between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. You really live this all the time. I find that when I go out to dinner, if I pass by a pet shop, I go in there to see what they have. Is there anything I can learn from what they're doing? Do I see any, you know, new products, new displays? How do their employees approach me? Could we use that in our business? So I find that I work almost all the time.
Yeah.
And I think when people with a passion, they think it'll be fun and they'll make some money doing it. Maybe they have a false expectation of how much they'll make. People often think the glamour of owning your own business, and certainly many people do become quite well off doing it, but it really is no different than an income that you'd earn from a job. There's very few people that could, you know, really turn this into a huge wealth-building opportunity.
Well, what's interesting about the pet industry, when I got into it in 1976, and of course I was only about 10 years old, it was literally a multi-million dollar industry. And now, according to all of the reports, the industry is looking at 60-some billion a year. Now, it is food-driven, and that's a category that you're in with food. Now, the other thing, when I'm talking with my students and my clients, I give them what I call the five no's to explore. And the first one is to know the industry inside and out. And I've seen you at trade shows a number of times and distributor open houses. This is how you learn about the industry. And you find products there?
You do find some products. What I find most helpful these days is just understanding the manufacturer's business models and path to market, because the internet looms out there for all us small business owners as a huge threat. So I take that opportunity to meet at those shows, not only to learn about product, which is somewhat useful, but I find as time goes on, there's not huge amounts of innovation, right? It's one chicken jerky versus another, or one dry pet food versus another. There's very little, you know, huge amounts of innovation. But I find it more useful to understand, you know, how I fit in with their business and whether we actually can have a symbiotic relationship where I help them grow and they help me grow. And oftentimes I find that is not the case, particularly with bigger pet food brands.
That's interesting, because one of the you just touched on something that I think is important. You have quite a few vendors between your direct manufacturers that you buy from, as well as the distributors, and yet I find many of the retailers do not take advantage of the resources from their vendors, and in fact, I go to a lot of trade shows and people will walk by a booth that I'm in and they'll say, oh, I carry your product, and they keep walking. They should be stopping and saying, I carry this product. Give me some tips on how to sell it, or do you have any shopper marketing materials or special sampling programs? They don't ask.
Right.
It blows my mind.
When you came in the store earlier today, you know, the listeners don't know, but you do. I was speaking to two manufacturers' representatives from a particular company called Nature's Logic. And my challenge to them is, you know, how do you help me grow your brand? Right? It's not really in my interest, once somebody walks in my door looking for product A, to switch them to product B. So for these smaller manufacturers, they're faced with the challenge as well of getting new customers, and how do they drive people looking for their brand to those stores that carry their brand? So that's a lot of the discussion I have with manufacturers, whether it be, you know, sending me an email that I could put out to my customers that points out a unique value of their product. Maybe it's all natural. You know, we see a lot of pet foods claiming to be all natural, but most of them have synthetic additives. This one today, Nature's Logic, not commercial for them. They happen not to. So that's a selling proposition for the consumer who's looking for an all natural product. Maybe they eat that way themselves. So these manufacturers have to find, you know, we used to call it the elevator pitch.
Right,
when
exactly.
When I was in the corporate world, give me three bullet points that'll get somebody's attention that they're going to want to hear more and potentially buy the product
exactly.
or service I'm selling.
So that's very good. You're interacting with those vendors, and I think that's terrific. When we come back, I want to talk about one more thought I had about your vendors, and then I want to go on and talk about the target audience that you're suited to serve.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntertonChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
So this is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host on 100 in Chamber Radio, and we have a wonderful interview with Andy Cohen from Barclays here, right here in Flemington. We were talking about taking advantage of the resources from your vendors, and I'm really curious. As a manufacturer's rep, you know my business is called Animal Brands. We offer retailers the opportunity to be on a manufacturer's online dealer locator when indeed they actually when the store actually carries the product line. Is that something that you hear of or that you like or that you prefer?
I do. I'm on all the locators for the manufacturers whose products we carry, okay. I believe. It's certainly our goal to be there. And some of the more innovative manufacturers actually have improved their locator to show stores that carry the full product line, stores that maybe have gone through special training, stores that have loyalty programs, and those, I think, are the most innovative programs that help us most. Oftentimes, the locators, the manufacturers get that information from distributors. So it might be that I ordered one product one time, but I might end up on that store locator. So if a customer comes to a store like that, they might not find it. So it's very, very useful when the manufacturer enhances the functionality of that locator to show, you know, the breadth of products, the expertise, stocking levels, loyalty, etc.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Yesterday, I counseled some business owners outside of the pet industry, one of whom has a number of vendors. It's a small company, but I said, do your vendors have you listed on their online dealer locators? And she said, oh, well, we're such a small company. I said, well, it doesn't make any difference.
You're going to stay small unless you get known.
Exactly.
Right?
You need to get their support. And of course, they're the experts. You need to be talking to them to find out the best ways to sell their products that you stock in your stores.
And you would probably advise your clients always take advantage of free marketing opportunities. That is one. So as people search for products on the internet, if you were to Google a particular dog food brand, oftentimes what comes up first is actually that manufacturer's dealer locator. And when people click on that, you know, they have an opportunity to put in their zip code, or sometimes now with this global positioning, they even know, if you do it on your mobile device, they even know where you are, and it actually pulls up the name of the person closest, or the distributor or seller closest to you.
That's interesting. The other thing, in the marketing classes that I teach, we talk about shopper marketing. And I think there are a lot of people that don't know that term. But shopper marketing pertains to literature or signage, any kind of educational material that you can get from a vendor to put in your store. And the shopper marketing concept is really grounded in the fact that a manufacturer needs to help you get people into your store. But once they're there, they need to help you sell that captive person once they're there. And the you have two kinds of people that walk in your store. They're either a shopper or a customer. And so by having the shopper marketing materials, it might be educational information, it might be samples, it might be a sticker on your door when you walk in, when somebody walks in the store. But I think people don't think about that. I mean, you have to they have to help you play a role and give you the tools to make the sale to the customer who's in that store at the moment. So the other thing I wanted to talk about was your target audience. And I have to tell you a story. We get many calls from manufacturers who want us to represent them. And what's interesting, I ask them a bunch of questions, one of which is, who is your target audience? And you'd be amazed at how many manufacturers say to me, oh, our target audience is anybody with a dog. Well, you can't do business with anybody. It has to be somebody. And when I hear that statement, anybody with a dog, which is not uncommon, to tell you the truth, that tells me that they really haven't determined who they're best suited to serve. So, of course, my comment is not to them directly, but my thought process is, well, are these big dogs or little dogs? Are they German Shepherds or Golden Retrievers? Are they attack dogs? Are they show dogs? Do they live in Boston or Washington? you know, what are we talking about here? But until you know exactly who your target audience is, I think it's hard to do marketing to reach out to that audience. So you have to really consider who are you best suited to serve. And I often recommend that you choose, for starters, at least four, no more than three or four target audiences that you want to reach out to. And if you build a clientele in those vertical categories, that those people in the categories will help you to spread the word. So I guess my question for you is, who do you see your business best suited to serve in terms of the pet owning and the pet parents?
Yeah, so we're best suited to serve folks who have a healthy lifestyle themselves or are interested in healthy living, mm-hmm. because we don't carry many of the supermarket brands, which I personally feel have ingredients that are subpar.
Right.
So we really have, probably a more educated consumer. Our consumers tend to be probably 80 to 85% female, probably between the ages of early 20s, which might be those folks who have just gotten their first dog, mm-hmm. don't have kids, maybe aren't married, all the way up to, maybe 65, 66, maybe even 70-year-old retirees who maybe have an empty nest and want a dog in their house now. And I keep talking dog. We also have cat stuff.
All right.
I'm a dog guy, so I tend to focus on that. If you got our store manager,
Michelle, that's the biggest part of the business.
It is about 80% of my business. Yeah. 80 to 85% of my business is on dogs, so I talk a lot about that. But you asked about target markets. We are looking to try to get more to the cat audience. Can share many anecdotes with you, very, very good customers who spend a lot of money on high-quality dog food and products who go to the supermarket and buy what's ever on sale for the poor cats. So really, I think there's an opportunity for us to convert some of those folks who are treating their dogs in one way to perhaps treat the cats in a similar manner. We're not going to be – I decided early on we were not going to be everything to everybody. And I think that gets to your point of anybody with a dog.
Exactly.
We were not going to be the store for anybody with a dog. We chose to have – to not compete necessarily to be the lowest priced guy. We knew we had to be competitive, which we are. But there's always going to be somebody who's willing to sell something for less than somebody else. And that's not a customer that we really wanted to go after. Because there is no loyalty. We want loyal customers, which gets us, maybe we'll talk later,
yes.
about loyalty programs, because we have many loyalty programs to make sure we track that and reward people for their loyalty. So we're looking for loyal customers, not necessarily folks looking for the best deal available that particular week or month or day.
So you hit the nail on the head. Obviously, being aware of who your audience is and what's important to them. So let's go on to that loyalty program. I totally believe in getting people to come back. In fact, statistically, satisfied customers can't be counted on for coming back or even giving you referrals. It's the loyal ones, the ones for whom you've done something really special, who keep coming back, to the point that if you saw them in another store, they'd probably be embarrassed because they've created a relationship with you and vice versa, and they want to keep that going. But if they sneak into another store and you happen to see them, it might be awkward.
I don't know if you or your listeners are Seinfeld fans, but there was an episode where Jerry Seinfeld, had to go to a different barber. For whatever reason, I don't remember the details, and it was like he was cheating on the barber. We definitely have that with our customers. If I see them in another store, oh, don't worry, I'm just looking at this, or I'm not really buying anything, or they come in embarrassed. I feel so bad. I didn't come in last week. I had to go to the supermarket and buy this because I was out of town, and my dog's not doing well. My apologies. So they apologize for not being loyal. But we really love our customers. And as you said, I think we have a lovely shop. And we designed it in such a way to feel homey. So you'll see very little metal in there. We went for a certain look and a certain feel. So maybe we don't do the shopper marketing all that well because I don't have a lot of signage. So because I try to balance having signs that inform versus having it feel like a homey place. And it would be, you wouldn't cover every square inch of your walls with pictures. That's just not – at least I don't.
Right.
So I felt the same way about the store. You know, I didn't want to keep bombarding people with marketing arguments because I would feed or treat my dog or play with any toy that I sell in my store. So it really isn't that I prefer product A to product B. You really have to match up the customer, the customer's pet,
right,
and the right product. And therein lies why I think we've succeeded. You know, it's all about providing an experience and a service level that I think is unmatched in other stores. And I also believe that you have to know your competitors. It's absolutely critical to know who your competitors are. So I probably spend a half hour a day at least trolling the internet to look for, you know, possible new competitors coming up or those that exist that have pretty large presence like Amazon or some other pet specialty retailers online, mm-hmm, to understand, you know, what they're offering. And if they're offering something I can't afford to do, I reach out to my manufacturers, let them know that I need to be able to do something similar. It doesn't have to be the same thing, but something similar. Or if my customer comes in and says, you know, I saw that online for, you know, $20 and you're $21, I'm probably going to let it go and say it's only a dollar and I give service worth a dollar. But if the person's about to walk out, I say, does that dollar make that much of a difference to you? If so, I'll match it.
Yeah.
And I do.
Yeah.
But it's not really a cornerstone of our business model to sink to the bottom and match the lowest price. And I get that experience from having one of my corporate jobs where one of our paths to market was to be the cheapest. And in the long run, it doesn't work. Somebody's always able to out-innovate you or out-compete you or take a lower profit or, in fact, take a loss for some other part of their business growing. And they beat you that way.
Yeah.
So it's really important to understand the competitive landscape.
Right. So when you're studying your competition, you look at not only what they're selling and the prices they sell for, but how do they treat the customers?
Absolutely.
How accessible are they? How many stores have you gone into where the people are not that pleasant and you really don't want to go back?
You know, luckily it's not too bad, but more often than not, it's people don't even pay attention to you.
Yes, right? There you go.
You walk this careful balance of pouncing on somebody and trying to engage in dialogue. So we always welcome somebody when they come in the store. We don't ask yes or no questions. Can I help you? That would be yes or no.
That's right.
Right. What is it you're looking for today?
Yeah.
Or how can we help you find something special for your pet today? And it sort of opens up. Even they say, I'm just looking. Oh, anything in particular you're looking for? And you can continue this dialogue.
Exactly.
And you can gauge just by reading. It takes some skill, and you probably teach that in your selling class.
I do.
Reading body language. Some people just want to be left alone, and you've got to know to shut up and leave them alone. And it's hard for me. You can tell I'm on your show talking a lot. So that's a skill, knowing how to approach each customer so you're giving them the experience they want, not the experience you want to give them.
Exactly. Yeah, it's all about the customer and what's in it for them and the benefits that they're going to gain from doing business with you. We're going to go to a news break and to talk about the weather, and then we'll come back again. So bear with me here.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The culture inside of this administration is one that bad news doesn't sell well. And they wanted to tell a story that ISIS was the JV, that we were had Al-Qaeda on the run.
That's Kansas Republican Mike Pompeo discussing the results of a Republican task force that found senior leaders at U.S. Central Command exaggerated the progress of anti-terrorism efforts in an effort to prop up the Obama administration. The report today shows persistent problems over the last 2 years with CENTCOM's analysis. The task force was formed after an unidentified analyst filed a complaint saying intelligence about ISIS had been manipulated. Celebrating the death of a Supreme Court justice is coming back to haunt an Ohio politician.
I mean, the death of Scalia saved labor. And I don't wish anyone ill, but it happened at a good time.
That's Ted Strickland, the former Ohio governor running for the Senate as a Democrat. He's now apologized. USA Radio News.
Hello, it's Angie from Daybreak USA, and I have fabulous hair. I do now. It used to break off when I brushed it. It fell right on the floor. But I have a solution for you if you have the same problem. Cell Therapy by Ovation, a unique breakthrough treatment found in no other hair care line. Here's how it works. Cell Therapy Breakthrough Formula. It nourishes the hair and scalp for hair that is noticeably thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier looking. It really is. Here's the deal. I used to have split ends, and it was dry and brittle, and it's finally gotten long and thick. It really does work. They offer a 365-day money-back guarantee, a statement of confidence, again, found with no other hair care product. Seriously. So go online now to get your special introductory discount when you select Angie Austin Daybreak USA at checkout. Great hair, one click away at ovationhair.com. And remember, click on Angie Austin Daybreak USA for the introductory discount. Ovationhair.com, ovationhair.com.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan. Let's take a look at the weather right now. According to the weather report, I see that we're looking at a high of 92 degrees, and later on today and tonight, it will go down to 71 degrees. And Friday, 93 degrees again. And in looking at the weather report just this evening and tomorrow night, Saturday, all I can see here are scattered showers, isolated showers, a chance of showers, and it's going to be hot. So I hope you have some plans to take shelter inside if need be. On Saturday, there's a chance of rain is 40%, and also Saturday night, again, the same thing. On Sunday, additional chance of showers and thunderstorms through the afternoon, but that it will become sunny in the afternoon, but a high to 93 degrees. And then Sunday night, showers once again. So this is a rainy time, so I hope you have your umbrellas and raincoats handy just in case. So we're talking to Andy Cohen from Barclays, and his store is beautiful. I hope you'll have a chance to go see it. I have a question for you, Andy, with regard to the way this store is laid out. It's a very calming place. It's very homey. It's very welcoming. Did you design this yourself, or did you go to someone to help you?
We actually ended up designing it ourselves. We did actually talk to a designer to start with, and I've done that for my house as well, and I've, no offense to designers out there, I've never quite been satisfied, so I said, we'll go it ourselves. So we actually knew what we wanted to make it feel homey. My former partner had the idea of how we lay out the products. Interestingly enough, most of our fixtures come from IKEA. So it does come from a place you'd have your home fixtures from. So all of our food is displayed not on the huge metal racks you're used to seeing, but they're actually put in IKEA pantry cabinets, like you see in your store. Now, they don't have – in your home, rather. Right. You don't have doors on them, but that's what those are. So we try to get warmth. So it's all wood. It's earth tones. The bright colors actually were from a brochure of a pet food company called Lotus. And I was really impressed with their marketing materials. I said, this is a food that I think would appeal to my customers. Interestingly enough, we don't carry much of their food, but the color palette was taken from them. So that's how we came up with the design. My one thing was I put a couch in there, and I got a lot of pushback from our marketing consultant and other experts that square footage, paying for square footage is precious, and you need to put product in. I often found many of the big box stores and other pet stores, even small ones, make it feel cluttered. And it was important for me not to make the place feel cluttered. So I thought the couch, even though it took up a lot of space, sort of broke up the clutter. It also made it a place when our target market, women might come in with children or their husbands who might not be so thrilled with shopping, they can put on our TV, which has full cable. They can put on cartoons for their kids. They can put on the cooking channel. Well, it's usually on Food Network. They can put on sports. They can put on the news. And they could, their partners could take as much time as they want shopping. So we really wanted to make it feel homey.
It really does. And that struck me. And in fact, I was reading some articles about catering to some of your older clients. Either they need a place to sit down, or there are some shops that may have a stack of umbrellas to give people to run out to the car, and they can return them the next day. So that's two visits to the store.
That's a good idea. We actually do have an umbrella that we would let people do that with. We generally carry stuff out for folks.
Yeah.
It's also important to provide services.
Yeah.
You know, get back to our competitors on the internet. One of the things people like is they deliver stuff to people's houses. And we will do that within reason. I certainly can't, like in Amazon, run something to Westchester, New York.
Right.
But I can, within 5 miles of the store, in the right circumstance, probably deliver the same day, which they really can't do.
Yeah.
So, perfect example, last night, I think it was about 6:15 p.m., a customer called up and said, you know, you mentioned to me once that you can deliver. Were you serious? I said, sure. Where do you live? Well, I live in Branchburg. I happen to live in Reddington Township. It's less than 2 miles from my home. I said, I could do it after on my way home. And he was so appreciative of this little service. So that's another way to get loyalty. It's another way to deliver services that people don't really price shop you. It doesn't mean you don't have to be competitive, because we are. So I don't want anybody to get the wrong impression that because we're a small store and Gourmet's in our name, we're expensive. In fact, I've toyed with changing the name, because to us, Gourmet denoted quality, not necessarily cost. But the going above and beyond for your customers gains their loyalty. It gets you recommended to others.
Absolutely.
Because I don't know if we'll speak on the program about marketing and getting new customers. That, I think, is the hardest thing for small businesses to do, is to get new customers, to reach people. 5.5 years into this, I still get people come to me and said, I didn't realize you were here. We're in a pretty prominent spot on Main Street in Flemington. I think my signage is decent. And still people don't see you. We've done TV commercials on Comcast before. We've been in the newspaper. We've done the flyers to people's houses. We've done Smart Shopper or one of those magazines.
Right.
And they really haven't, in my opinion, paid off handsomely for the cost. One example, and I won't attribute it to any one, let's call it a $500 expenditure, might get me 4 new customers. That's $125 customer acquisition cost.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That is a lot of money. So we rely on word of mouth. We have a referral program where we'll give discounts to our existing customers and to anybody they bring in. I'd rather pay my customers than pay a publication. And at $125 a pop for the publication, now that's not what I want to pay customers. Before everybody runs in and says, I'll go bring you some customers for $125, but I can't afford $10-$15 to get a new customer. That's a relatively low acquisition cost, and that's generally $10 to $25, the cost of the referral program per new customer.
Right.
So I find that much more effective.
Yeah. Well, I would agree with you. In fact, when I talk to my clients and students about marketing, I often say to them, what's the first word that comes to mind when you hear the word marketing? And 9 times out of 10, it's advertising is either the first or second word they offer. And that's all people think about, is spending money. And I say, well, that's interesting. I usually recommend you spend money last. So, I think it's important to build an undercurrent of awareness for your business by connecting with people in the neighborhood, by getting free press releases, being on the radio.
That helps.
Asking your employees and your customers to help spread the word. In fact, it's amazing to me how many business owners don't bother to give their employees business cards. But, you know, those employees are out there. They have another life besides working in your business. And if somebody says to them, what do you do? What do you do? They should be able to hand a business card out and explain where they work. And, of course, you need to train them on what to say so that it resonates with the listener.
Yeah, it's a very small business. We don't have many employees, but our employees do have, business cards. I would hope it's up to them that they do refer friends, family, co-workers, people that are on their kids' sports teams or cheer squads or book clubs, to come in and check the shop out. But at the end of the day, we have to earn the people's business.
Yeah.
Others can drive it, but we've got to deliver on what we want to deliver. But back to your reaching out and forming alliances, I did during one of the commercial breaks write down two words. Alliances was one. I have a pet supply business, but there are dog walkers, there are dog groomers, there are veterinarians. It's important to try to forge alliances with these folks, and I've not been hugely successful with that. So that's an area of growth that we like to capitalize on.
Yeah.
To be better able to leverage those resources to have us refer them when we have confidence in their abilities, and likewise, if they have confidence in our abilities and our product set, to recommend us.
Right.
The other is to to reach out to the community. We give back a lot to the community when people, customers primarily, will come in and say, my daughter is on the cheer squad. Will you put your name on the back of the T-shirt or on the football program? Will you put an ad in? 9 times out of 10, we say yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting to me how many folks come in who aren't customers, who could be customers, who ask me to do that same thing, and I have to explain to them, we give back to our customers. So I hope I have another customer whose kid's on the basketball team,
right,
because I'd like to give to that cause. But it really, by the community supporting us, it gives us the ability to support the community. And as I looked at our budget, at how much we gave out to the community, I compared it to a commercial that I heard, I believe it was for Buffalo Wild Wings. And they threw out a number, we give away, $1.5 million. And I went online and I looked at their revenues, and it was way lower as a percent of their revenues than it did for the small business. I don't think enough people realize how much small businesses, mine or others, actually give back to the community. So when you're deciding where to shop, you sometimes look to big box retail or online without realizing the other tangential benefits that small businesses have within your communities.
Yeah. Well, you've said a couple of things that are very interesting. First of all, the creating relationships with veterinarians and kennel operators, dog walkers, the pooper picker-uppers,
right,
all of those business people is very important. And that's your fusion marketing. And those people who have been to BNI meetings, Business Network International, which was founded by Ivan Meisner, he talks about creating power teams. And it's really the same difference. In other words, you create relationships with people who serve the clients that you serve, and you work together as a team. And, of course, you as your a service provider to your customers, they view you as an important trusted resource. So having those relationships is really so important, and that's something that I always encourage, that you constantly create that relationship and continue to grow. The other thing is, you're right, so many businesses receive requests to give gifts or tricky trays or
gift baskets.
Exactly. And I tell my clients, if you're going to support another organization, a nonprofit, it's a two-way street. You should be working in tandem. The one supports the other. It's just not a one-way deal.
We feel that way. I've not been all that successful in getting the reciprocation in many cases. We certainly work towards that.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you have to say, is it the right thing to do?
Yeah.
And we do it anyway.
Yeah.
What I found of late, though, is you can really reduce the cost of doing things like gift baskets. So I much prefer doing gift baskets because you could actually reach out to your vendors, to the manufacturers.
There you go.
And they will provide you with product to put in those baskets because they want to be seen as well. So rather than giving direct monetary gifts by buying ad sponsorships or the like, I actually prefer the gift baskets. It cuts my costs. People have a tangible thing. They can see what we provide.
Mm-hmm.
They know where to get more of it if they try it. So I certainly like the gift basket, tricky tray, those sorts of things.
Okay, we're going to take a break to listen to some of our advertisers, and we'll be back to kind of wrap up this. This has been a really good session.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
We've been talking with Andy Cohen, who is the owner of Barclays Gourmet Marketplace, and as we come toward the end of our program, we do have a little bit of time left here. There were a couple other topics that we've been chatting about, one of which is advertising and the results of advertising. And one tip I do give people is to build in a call to action into their ads. And the other day I was going through, well, I go through the trade magazines in the pet industry, and of course I read the Hunterdon Democrat and some other publications. And so often advertising equates to, here we are, if you're ever interested, give us a call. And in fact, this is funny. One time I was consulting with a couple people from the pet industry who showed me a postcard, and I had just gotten, I had just finished explaining the importance of having a call to action. And I turned their card over, and it said, give us a call. I just about fell off my chair.
That's a call to action. Whenever we do that, and I do use a marketing consultant for some of our work as well, we usually make offers, right? Give somebody a reason to take whatever advertising we're doing and come in with it. So it might be one of the more creative ones that we had was, you know, to get people to trade in what they're currently feeding their dog if it had some of the ingredients that we don't think are all that great, things like corn gluten, cornmeal, byproducts, nondescript fats, things like that, to get them to trade them in. And if they brought their bag in, we'd give them a free small bag of food. And even that was a hard sell. We did get people to come in, but retaining customer attention is tough. And I think small businesses don't do a good enough job of, you know, growing new customers. I think they need a bit more handholding than I realized. So we've just instituted a new policy where we're going to take the names down for everybody, and we'll follow up in 2 weeks, whether or not we hear from them, to see, did they like what they bought, you know, send them an offer, come back in, $5 off your next 25, thanks for checking us out, you know, 3 weeks ago, come back in. So to really hook that, you know, I think we got them on the hook, but unlike the fisherman that hooks them and reels them in, we leave them out there swimming with the hook and maybe the hook falls
out.
Yeah,
you need to keep them.
You got to keep them hooked.
Well, doing the follow-up phone calls is great, especially if they have a new puppy or they've taken in a rescue. That would be a great in fact, what I often tell folks is when you have an encounter with a client, it's a good idea to set up the next step before they leave you. So, in other words, in theory, if you said to them, we're so pleased that you have this new puppy. I would love to see how he's doing. How about if we'd like to keep in touch with you and we'd like to call back in a couple weeks just to check in to see if there's anything that you need assistance with. Is that okay with you?
That's great advice. I think that's good. I think we'll add that to our new process.
And this way it keeps them in that loop. It's like when a helmet – it doesn't happen very often, but sometimes some doctors will call after they've done a treatment to see how you're doing, or someone on their staff does that, and it makes you feel good.
It does, but not many do it.
Not many do. So that's a tip that I do recommend that you do. Now, let's see. So you can build in a call to action. So let's talk about what a call to action would be. If you do newsletters?
We have an email blast that I should do better on. We send it out periodically. And I'm part of the Fleming Community Partnership, the Business Improvement District for the borough. And even when I wasn't part of that, part of why we chose to be in downtown, we could have chosen a strip mall, but I felt like this was unique. if I'm in a strip mall, it's not very different than the guy in the next strip mall or the strip mall after that. This was something a little bit unique. Sure, the parking's marginally more challenging, but really only marginally given our location. Mm-hmm. There are two parking lots within 200 feet of my store. We offer curbside delivery. So if somebody's running a little bit late, says, hey, I can't come in, just did this yesterday. A grandmother, I have the baby in my car. Do you think you could just run it out to my car and I'll give you a credit card on the phone? Sure. You're driving? Yeah. Tell you what, pull up. Don't give me the credit card on the phone. I'll drop the bag. I'll take your credit card. I'll run it in. I'll run it back out to you. And it was just like being at a car hop. That's exactly how it worked. So
that's good.
That was another thing we could do.
Yeah. The newsletter that you send out is very good. And some business owners will say, well, I don't like to give out my email address, therefore I don't want to ask somebody for their email address. But you need to give them a reason why.
Oh, we ask everybody for email addresses. We don't pressure them to give them.
Right.
And we actually admit our own faults, kind of in a humorous way. Believe me, we're not going to be Kohl's and you're not going to get three a day. You're going to be lucky to get one a month.
Yeah.
Right? So I started down a track and then lost my train of thought. But on those emails, we often would just highlight what was going on in the town. Because another focus of mine of late has been to reach out to the other businesses in downtown and figure out how we can share customers. They're very good businesses in downtown Flemington, so it really makes me sad and infuriated when I hear that Flemington is dead, because it's anything but. You have Attachments and Sage, two very good shops. You've got a great restaurant in Matt's Red Rooster. You've got 55 Main. You have Grill Shack. You have the Mixing Bowl. You have the Stengel Factory. You have Factory Fuel. You have Bluefish. And apologies to anybody I might have left off. This is like the Academy Awards. But I try to highlight what's going on in town, because to get them in town, once they see my store, they can come into my store too and then go to other folks' stores. So to reach out to the businesses around you that you don't compete mm-hmm. with and get them to somehow promote your business is another way to reach customers. And I recently had a conversation. I'll have it again because I haven't gotten it yet. To ask a business, tell me about your business, two paragraphs, and I will put it out in our next email.
That's a very good idea.
And I will do that to each of the businesses over the next year, and hopefully they will do the same. And then people reach the 4,000 people on my email list, then I reach hopefully 4,000 on theirs. And sure, there's probably some overlap, but it gives you opportunity to reach many more customers. And you touched on this earlier. If you're selective with the businesses you go out to, that you know that they have good reputations and their customers believe those shop owners or those managers in those shops, then you have credibility immediately.
That's exactly right.
Oh, I got something from Attachments or Sage that said Barclays, about Barclays. I better check that store out because I know I love Attachments and Sage, or I love 55 Main, or I love Matt's Red Rooster. If you can go out and get those guys in whatever medium they put out to a newsletter to their customers to mention you, I think that's beneficial.
Well, we've talked about a lot here, and I know I could go longer with you because you've touched on a whole bunch of things, but we're coming to a close here. And so what I'd like you to, first of all, I want to thank you for being here. This was great. We brought up quite a few great ideas that our other business people can gain from, I'm sure. So just tell us where you're located, how we can get in touch with you. Do you have a website?
We do.
I know.
So we are at 79 Main Street in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. There's parking on the street, and there's parking in two lots, marked number one and number two, right by us. We're on the web at www.barclaysgourmet.com. That's BARKLEYSGOURMET.com. Phone number 908-751-5452. We're also on Facebook. And before I get cut off, tonight and every Thursday night, at least for the next 5 weeks, we have a dog walk free of charge, 6:30 p.m., no advanced registration required. Just show up. We walk for about an hour around town. And also on Thursday nights for the next 5 weeks, there's music throughout the town. So you can stay for the walk, stay after, enjoy some food, some music. And we hope you'll come down and check our shop out. We are open 7 days a week, 10 to 7, Monday through Saturday, 11 to 6 on Sunday.
Okay. Thank you very, very much for being here, and maybe we'll get you back one of these days.
I'd love to do that. Thanks, Vicki Lynn.
So this is Vicki Lynn Morgan. I'm signing off. This is Teachable Moments in Business. Thank you for listening. please go to our Facebook page, Teachable Moments in Business. And if you have questions or topics you'd like us to discuss, it would be teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com. Have a great afternoon.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
Yeah, I'll come
Hunterdon
back.
Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The culture inside of this administration is one that bad news doesn't sell well, and they wanted to tell a story that ISIS